All right, let's get started. Is that, I am unmuted, yes. This will be fairly quick, just an update on Containerd. You're either here because you're interested in Containerd or because it's too hard to change dev rooms, and so you're just gonna sit here and hear about Containerd. Hopefully you're somewhat interested. I was having a bit of FOSDEM nostalgia, like 2018, talking about just like the first year and a half of Containerd getting to 1.0. So now we're on the cusp of our 2.0 release, our first time having kind of a major version since we started the project. First, just a few stats in case you're unaware. Containerd adoption has been growing a lot. Some of that's probably due to the Docker shim deprecation in Kubernetes. This is from Datadog's annual report. The CNCF and Sysdig also put out reports. They all come out with different numbers, so believe whichever one. This one was positive for Containerd, so I used it. You could probably find another one. But maybe more importantly to the project, our actual community growth, so people actually contributing, getting involved in the project, becoming maintainers. This is a crazy eye chart from the CNCF. You can see Kubernetes way up there at the top. Again, there's some magic math being done here about how many PRs and issues are flowing through your project, how many people are contributing, and it comes out to Containerd being in the top 15 or so projects. One of the cool things is that we've had a lot of, I think this captures like the last 9 months, but new maintainers, reviewers, committers from many different companies, some independents. So that's awesome to see as well. Many of the cloud providers you might be using use Containerd underneath their Kubernetes service and some other projects as well. But the thing I wanted to focus on is one of the reasons I think Containerd continues to grow as a project is that we've built in extensibility in kind of different directions, and I'll talk about kind of three main directions that Containerd is extensible or how you can build around it. One is on the client end, and so one of the newest representatives of that is NerdCTL, written by one of our maintainers, Akihiro Suda, who you've probably heard of because he's written 100 different projects in the container space. And anytime you use rootless containers, it's probably because Akihiro started that work many years ago. But he wrote NerdCTL, which gives you now kind of a Docker command line for Containerd. The other way that we're extensible is in snapshotters. And those are, if you remember Docker's graph drivers, these are the way that your container's file system are actually stored. And so overlay is obviously a very common one that many of the container runtimes use. But we've actually made it so we have built-in ones, which I'll talk about, but we also, you're able to extend that with a remote snapshotter. And that's an area where we see a lot of growth, where people are writing their own snapshotters for their own unique use cases. Then sort of directly down from Containerd is this layer we call the shim layer that drives an actual OS level runtime. And so obviously many of you heard of RunC or CRun. That's kind of the common Linux adapter, if you will, that drives the set of syscalls you need to namespace your process. But the Containerd shim API, again, is extensible, and there's many different shims available, and we'll talk through those. So these are kind of three directions. There's also some other pluggable interfaces that I don't have time to get into today. But these are all ways that, again, as we go into 2.0, we continue to see people expanding Containerd in these directions. I'll spend the least amount of time on clients. We've had this sort of simple tool in the project since the beginning called CTR. It was never really meant to be a production client for Containerd, but just an easy way to poke at the API, get the list of images, list of processes. NerdCTL is much more recent and has its own set of maintainers who are marching along with new releases that are either bringing better alignment with the Docker command set, so all the flags, all the features, or adding features that they can reach because they're built directly on Containerd, like some of the lazy loading snapshotters, image encryption, container image signing. All those are built in to NerdCTL. CryCTL is from the Kubernetes community that drives the CRI API, of which Containerd has an implementation. Obviously, Creo and others have implementations for that API. And then, of course, the Docker project is also built on Containerd. There's some interesting developer platforms built around these clients. Rancher Desktop and Kolima allow you to drive the Docker engine or Containerd, we have a team at Amazon who built Finch that's just built on NerdCTL, BuildKit, and Containerd.